This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. China's government says the official quake death toll is now more than 51,000, nearly 30,000 more still missing, and almost 300,000 injured. The Olympic torch relay is back underway today after pausing for a period of national mourning for victims. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Chengdu.
The torch was originally due to pass through southwest China's Sichuan province in mid-June, but the organizers pushed it back to August 3rd through 5th. The games are due to start on August 8th. The torch is due to go through the city of Mianyang, where the quake killed more than 15,000 people. With the official three-day mourning period over, China's government is planning the rebuilding of quake-hit areas. Premier Wen Jiabao announced on Wednesday that the government has set aside about $10 billion this year for reconstruction efforts. Wen ordered the central government to cut its spending by 5% and called on citizens to live frugally to support the reconstruction.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting from Chengdu. In Myanmar, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon is trying to clear a path for increased aid to cyclone victims. So far, the military government in the state previously known as Burma has shut out most Western aid crews. The BBC's Laura Trevelyan is with the Secretary General.
Mr. Ban hopes to be able to persuade the Burmese authorities to accept more international aid workers into the Irrawaddy Delta, to set up logistical hubs for the distribution of aid, and for the Burmese to let more ships and helicopters into the Delta to deliver that aid. The Burmese authorities are suspicious of foreigners, thinking that outside aid could be used to undermine their grip on power. The risk for Mr. Ban in coming here is that the generals don't really intend to concede anything and are just using him to deflect mounting international pressure.
The BBC's Laura Trevelyan reporting. High fuel prices are hurting airlines. Now, American has found a new way to pass the cost on to you. American will charge $15 each way to check a single piece of luggage. This comes on top of a $25 fee major carriers now charge for checking a second bag. As you might imagine, the move is not a huge hit with flyers.
Very unhappy with it. Obviously, the cost of everything is going up, and it's a service that you come to expect to be free. And obviously now it's just going to cost more like everything else.
That's American Airlines passenger Irv Sherman. A few passengers will escape the new fee. It does not apply to passengers who pay full price for tickets. Generally, those are business travelers. Elite frequent flyer members and people on international trips won't pay it either. To sports and NBA playoff action in the Western Conference Finals, the LA Lakers came from behind to beat the San Antonio Spurs. The Lakers now lead 1-0. That is your news, and that's your sports. If you need more, it's always online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.